This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by Ibis Melbourne Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio and book today.
Hello and welcome to another Asian Pop Radio podcast, Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Jay John, and in the studio with me, I have a lady by the name of Amanda, and she is from a company that might be Intrasia. Intrasia.
Yeah.
Say it three times and then we'll remember. Intrasia.
Intrasia.
There you go. So you put the fancy fancy Intrasia.
Yeah.
Sounds better than Intrasia.
That's true, yeah.
I'm just a little too suburban.
It's okay.
That's my problem.
It's just a name.
So tell us, what is it all about?
So we are a young company specializes in presenting various events and providing advertising solutions, branding strategy,
yep,
media exposure, and creative design and in arts and culture industry.
So a PR company?
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
PR and event company as well.
So a bit of both.
Yep.
So you spend time organizing events, putting them all together, making them happen, and telling everyone what's going to happen and then what did happen.
Exactly.
One piece operation altogether.
Yep.
Very good. How long have you been involved in the company yourself?
Almost a year, actually. I graduated from Melbourne Uni and I will almost directly enter that company.
Right. Why did you decide on like a career of PR and events management?
Well, that's where my interest in.
Yeah.
Because I'm really interested in arts and culture industry.
Yeah.
And I kind of work with people.
Yeah.
So.
Is it the kind of industry you can't be in if you're shy? If you're a shy person, would it be really hard?
I guess so.
So you have to be a bit more of an extrovert.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Did you have any other ideas for things you wanted to do growing up?
Or
did you always want to be amongst the people getting stuff happening?
Yeah. So recently we are organizing a concert,
yep,
as well as a gala. So would that be what we are going to talk about?
Yeah. You're very busy at the moment.
Yeah,
you're sleeping much? Enough. Enough. All right. So let's talk about some of those events that you've worked on so far. So the company's been around for a little bit over a year.
Yeah. So our most recent events, including Richard Clayderman concert tour in this June. He's a French pianist.
Yeah.
And he, like everyone in my generation in China, has heard of him.
Right.
So does the Korea and Japan.
Okay. Where's he from, though?
He's from France.
Yeah. You said that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which makes him French.
It's okay.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Speaking of no sleep. Okay. Yeah. But he's well known across lots of different regions.
Yeah.
Okay. And quite a following here in Australia then to come here and have a concert.
Yeah.
So that was the first event that they all organized together.
For my company?
Yeah.
Well, the most recent one.
Amazing. Well, that should make the next concert unforgettable with all that experience. Tell us about what's coming up. So, well, firstly, we'll go to, you're a partner of the upcoming Animega Expo, we both are, which is very exciting. How do you feel about that? That's a fun event to be working on, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, because I know Animega from my friends, because I'm pretty sure they got a very good reputation among anime lovers in Melbourne, and we did a little bit of research on them, and we contacted them, and it's quite happy to work with them.
Mm.
So we are kind of excited about it.
It is quite really close. Yeah.
Yes. Pretty sure it'll be a hit for this year because they invited two amazing concerts this year, Reika and Hiko.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see them.
I know it's going to be so weird to be up close to them. Like, do you know what I mean? Because you only see them in pictures and online and stuff like that. They're meant to be face to face. It's just a bit surreal.
That will be exciting as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. Do you ever cosplay yourself?
Well, I will.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, is it a secret?
I'm waiting for my costume actually now.
You're working on it yourself?
Yep.
In between sleep.
No.
Fantastic. You can't tell us who you're going to be cosplaying?
It's a secret.
All right. Excitingly, your stall is right next to ours at the event.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing at your stall for Animega this year?
Well, I'll give you a little bit hint about it because we will invite some local cosplayers and they will stand in our stalls and try to interact with the visitors, yeah. And we will also got some games, yeah. Interactive games with the visitors.
Okay, yeah.
And they could come to play the game and win some small prize.
Oh, wow. Very good. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. But you'll also be able to find out about the events you've got coming up as well.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions about those things, so you'll be able to give information on that.
Yeah, that is true.
Cool. All right. You recently announced that you were actually bringing a pretty big name to Melbourne. Do you want to tell us about that now?
Yeah, sure. The name would be Adi Benz, a young German-born Chinese pianist famous for transcription of Japanese animation music. He has over 180 million views on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
More than 1 million fans on Facebook.
It's pretty cool for someone that's in that line of music these days. Like, it's not the kind of, not a lot of young people are into classical music.
Yeah, that's
true. And he's just, like, introduced a whole new generation of people to classical music through their love of anime.
Yeah. So, because his music combines anime music with classical music.
Yeah.
So he could attract both anime lovers and classical music fans. So he began sharing his transcript and performance videos with fellow anime fans and music lovers in 2010, and he has gained a lot of dedicated fan base since then.
Do your parents like classical music?
I have no idea, actually, but I started to play the piano since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, of course
so
you
I
did.
Guess I should be music fans.
Were you forced to play the piano?
Originally,
because most people we interview on Asian Pop Radio, they were forced to play the piano.
Yeah, initially, yes, but then I graduated.
Right. So I was going to say, maybe your parents in classical music might then be introduced to anime the other way.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you go to the concert with your mum and dad? Have you been to a concert with them before?
Because my parents are in China, so they are not able to come.
So you can safely say, yes, I would love to go with my parents. You know it's not going to happen.
Okay, sure.
Have you been to a concert with your mum or dad before?
Not really.
Yeah,
because I didn't have that chance when I was a kid because I was too busy studying.
So
well,
sad.
You know, Asian
but
students.
it'll work well in the long run. Yeah. It'll be a good thing in the long run. You can when they've retired and you've got a good job, you can take them to a concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a good job now.
Yeah.
So why other than for the reason he what he does for his work? Why else do you think he's popular? Is he just a nice guy? Is he really dedicated? Is he passionate?
Yeah. Well, he's quite passionate about music, and he's passionate about animation as well.
Yeah.
So, as a professionally trained pianist, he has good skills, which allows him to play some difficult pieces of music.
Wow.
And he has a good sense of taste in music.
Yeah.
So he could adapt the music he likes into piano pieces and play that for his audience.
It's a shame he's not coming earlier for Animega and cosplaying. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. Well, but it's not late now, though.
But when is the event? It's about a month away?
Exactly 1 month away, because it will be the 7th of October.
Right, so close.
Yeah.
Cool, looking forward to that. And you're going to come in and talk more about that later on. So we'll have more of a chat about what we can expect from his concert and how to buy tickets and everything. So
great. More
on that to come. Very good. We can't wait to be at that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to help keep everyone informed on that on our Facebook page as well. But of course, getting down to Animega on the 16th and the 17th of September. Very lucky to be having Asian Pop Radio and you guys right at the front of the entrance. So before you do anything in the event, come and say hi to Amanda, come and say hi to Jay John and everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Get all the flyers and badges and stuff that you can and lollies and games and then go on to the rest of the event.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys.
Fantastic. Well, I actually helped MC a cosplay New Year's Eve party a few years ago.
Wow.
I know they're a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun because the highlight of the night was being able to be the guy on the microphone counting down 10 to 1, like Happy New Year, which was very exciting. By that stage, there was drinking on that night because it was New Year's Eve and it was over 18.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knew I was counting by that stage. But they are a lot of fun, aren't they? It's going to be a lot of fun. Animega.com.au. And how do we find out more information about your company and everything that you're doing?
So you can find on the Facebook page, ETP, ET Planet. So, just through the link from Asian Pop Radio as well.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by Ibis Melbourne Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/AsianPopRadio and book today.